Hi, I'm Jason Schwimmer. Welcome to a preview of the 11th Patreon exclusive full-length interview with someone featured on my podcast, Finding DW. In this episode, you'll hear my conversation with the 8th and potentially last person who played the voice of DW, Ethan Pugioto.
I think when I started, I was 11, 12, and my agent sent me an email and said, here's an audition for Arthur. You're auditioning for DW. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that there were boys auditioning for the role of DW. And when he called me and he said, yeah, it was a boy doing DW's voice for as long as he can remember, at least.
Yeah. So you were surprised to hear that it had always been guys that played the role?
Yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah. Did you feel any type of way about it? Did it feel funny stepping into something where you'd be playing a girl?
Yeah. I mean, obviously it was a little bit mind blowing, but yeah, I don't know. I don't really know that it was never a girl, because DW is a girl, and I never knew that it was a guy doing the voice.
So do you remember, so you go in an audition, how did you get cast? I mean, do you remember the day that you auditioned for the role and sort of how it went?
I remember I went into the studio. So the auditions were in the studio where they were recording it. So I went in, I think there were three auditions. So the first one was just, they pick a bunch of talent and then they just send them all in. And that was the first audition. Then the second one, cut a bunch of people out that they didn't want, and then they picked the people that they wanted. And that was the second audition. And the third audition was like the final cut. Like, it was like a small group of people, maybe like 10 at most. And then I got the email saying that I got the job.
Amazing. Were you surprised to find out that you had gotten it?
I was. It was crazy because I never thought that I was going to get the role of a girl. But I mean, it's astonishing.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why I ask is because it's, you know, with any actor or any actor's story, I mean, everyone's different. Everyone's experience was different. I remember when I went and auditioned for DW, you know, when I was in the room, I gave my read, and then the producers told me, oh, that was great. Here's what DW sounds like. And they played back a recording of what Oliver, the guy who had DW before me, sounded like over my headphones. And then when I heard that, then they played me back what I had just recorded. And because those two sounded so similar, I had this weird moment where I felt like, okay, well, if I don't have it, it's going to be very close. Yeah. Did you have any moment like that stepping into a role? Did you kind of already in your mind have a sense of what DW is supposed to sound like?
Well, usually when I do auditions, I always look up the character. Like, for example, Charlie Brown, I had to look up and watch movies of him. For DW, I looked up past episodes of Arthur, and I watched those. But I remember the first audition, I believe, was a self-tape. And when they sent the email, the description was a little bit confusing. And me and my parents were confused on whether we should do like my regular voice or if I should try to make it more of a DW type voice. So the self-tape that I did my regular voice. And then our agent sent us an email saying, oh, could you try doing it with a more DW type voice? And we were like, okay, because we thought that they were just trying to see his regular voice and maybe if it matched. So we did the self-tape again, and then we sent it as DW, and then we got the callback.
Interesting. So it sounds like, yeah, because it's a similar thing, right? I mean, for me and for you, they're trying to match you to the person who came before you. So
yeah,
I guess it didn't really matter that your own natural voice didn't sound exactly like DW, as long as you could sort of do it. I had sort of a funny situation where I was also sort of pitching my voice up a little bit. But I remember sometimes when people used to call, you know, the landline phone in my house, and I would pick up they would think it was my sister. Like, I just sounded like a girl anyway. So yeah. I think it was sort of like meant to be, I guess. But maybe it sounds like it wasn't really like that for you. So, you know, I know DW wasn't your first role. In fact, if my math is right, I think you might have started when you were 9.
Yeah, around that time.
So how did your friends and family react when you started acting?
Well, when I started acting, it wasn't really of a I want to do acting type.
Want to hear the rest? Then please consider supporting me on Patreon. When you do, you'll gain access to exclusive bonus podcasts just like this one. There's other fun stuff upper tier contributors get too. Bottom line, your support will help me spend more time doing what I love, which is producing this podcast for you to enjoy. Head to patreon.com/findingdw. That's FINDINGDW.